This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good day health is upon your ears and into your mind, thanks to the services of Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You, if you're fortunate enough to spend the next hour with us, will learn a lot more about you, your health, and what's going on in the world of medicine in general. Dr. Ken at his cardiological practice is touted as being one of the country's best facilitators when it comes to information, taking the information and using it to help you. He's great at all kinds of things medicinally, and that's why we work our way through some of these stories and the questions from people. However we may be of service to you, we're here to do that. And Ken is someone who's been a veteran of studying things, the research that he did to get his doctorate degrees, and they are multiple, helped him to form an attitude that requires the scientific approach and the, what do you call it? It's evidence-based medicine, right? I think that's what you like to call it.
That's a good way of describing it.
Good way of describing it. All right, so some of the evidence every week we discuss in the form of reports from the various medical journals. So Ken gets to what the point is of the journal articles and then tells you what it means to you. And as a cardiologist, Ken, let's start here with the two items this week, one from the New England Journal of Medicine, the other from another magazine or journal that focuses on a lot of things with regard to your circulation. Heart failure patients are now living longer. Why?
They are. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine. As you said, heart failure patients, they're much less likely now to die from sudden cardiac arrest. That's these very dangerous electrical storms of the heart. The rates of sudden death from heart failure have declined by nearly half, Doug, over the past two decades. And the reason why, you asked, is because of better heart medications used in effective combinations, and they're extending the lives of people with heart failure.
Mm-hmm. How many of these people like this do you see in your practice at Lake Cardiology in the course of a day, a week, a month?
Unfortunately, too many. This is a very common problem.
It is.
You know, there's probably 6, going on 7 million Americans who have this, at least 500,000 new cases of this. The heart just can't pump adequately to meet the needs of the body, and you start getting tired, short of breath, fluid accumulates, your weight goes up. I see too many of these patients, but we do a lot better with these patients. When I first started as a cardiologist 30 years ago, we used to say that the life expectancy was similar to lung cancer, but we do much better now than we did then.
What brings it on?
Many things. It can be either due to a weak heart muscle that can't pump well, it can't compress, or it can't relax. Probably the most common reason that people get this is uncontrolled high blood pressure. It can also be due to coronary disease. It can be due to valvular heart disease. It can be due to toxins that affect the heart muscle. People get these viruses that weaken the heart. Many, many different causes.
Really? All right. There's Ken on that side of the heart world. Here's another one. If you have an iron deficiency, it could be a problem for you and your heart. How does that work?
Well, iron is becoming a more and more important product for the heart. And I don't recommend anyone on their own to determine whether they need or don't need iron. You need to do this with a doctor, because if you take too much, you can do yourself in. And the news this week is if you don't have enough iron, you can harm the heart also. This comes out of the medical journal this week, Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. Say that three times quick.
Wowie zowie.
The news, Doug, is that low iron levels may increase a person's risk of developing coronary artery disease. That's the number one killer of Americans, the reason why we get heart attacks. So ask your doctor to check your iron level, but don't on your own, because it's available over the counter everywhere in the drugstores, over the counter in your supermarkets. Don't take it on your own unless the doctor says you need it.
All right. So let's dig into the weeds here a little bit, because I think with women especially and going through their cycles,
absolutely,
they lose blood, they lose iron, and they need to have supplementation of it. I was told once, I can't remember, I don't think it was by you, although somebody looked at my chart and saw blood results which indicated that I needed more iron. So I got a bottle of something or other that was iron, and maybe I should go get a copy, or go get the bottle and tell you what it is. But I took it for a while, and I don't know that are you supposed to feel different? I have lots of energy, and usually they say that if you have a lack of energy, it's because you have, what was the, remember the old ads, iron poor blood.
Iron poor blood, right.
And what was the product that we took?
Geritol. Geritol.
Yeah.
You see, that was back in the 60s and 70s where, a little iron, you'll feel better, just add it like with the rest of your vitamins.
Right.
But that can do you in, because if you don't need it, you'll get too much iron, and that's very bad for the heart also. So you just shouldn't do it on your own. You have to guide it with blood levels. And if your blood level's too low, then the doctor will give it to you. If the blood levels are too high, you got to get rid of it.
So what is there in the blood test? Do you remember enough about mine?
We might as well. Your iron level's good.
Iron level's fine.
Absolutely.
All right, stay away from it, and you'll be happy.
And if you eat a healthy diet, and I know you, that'll put you on a tangent.
Green vegetables, right? That kind of stuff?
Exactly. If you eat a healthy diet and you're not losing it, then it's unusual to not have good stores of iron. Women lose it most commonly, as you were alluding to, by their periods.
Yeah.
They get rid of iron every month when they're having their periods through their...
So women are more likely, the bottom line here, and this is a question, are women more likely to need iron supplementation than men?
Both are likely, because women are likely because they lose it too much through their periods, but again, get it measured. But guys and women also often lose it because of blood loss through the GI or gastrointestinal tract.
So does a good gynecologist, when you go for your exam, ask the, or want to have blood and check the
absolutely
blood? So that's the first thing
absolutely
they would look at.
Absolutely. A good gynecologist, who do a lot of primary care, but your primary care doctor will do a CBC, a complete blood count, and that's part of checking your red blood cell count. If your iron levels are low, your red blood cells will be low. That's anemia. You're going to feel weak, pale, and that needs to be corrected, not only to get your blood counts up, but to make sure your heart's working well.
Right. Okay. All right. Now, let's go full circle around to something that we know. For whatever the reason, there's been a lot of discussion again this week about vitamin D. And in this circumstance, the research is into what happens if you don't have enough and you're pregnant.
It's almost like you can't go a week without reading some new breakthrough about vitamin D. Just amazing. This came out just this week in the British Journal of Nutrition. We've never talked about this before, Doug. Vitamin D deficiency in pregnancy has negative effects on social development and motor skills in preschool-age children. So if you're going to get pregnant, women, check that vitamin D level. Get it up before you get pregnant. Here it is. Pregnant women who are deficient in vitamin D, they're more likely to have children with low scores in, are you ready, preschool development tests of gross and fine motor development at age 2.5, and low scores in social development at age 3.5. So they controlled for this, and the only difference was the vitamin D during the pregnancy. That is amazing.
Well, one of the things that in the focus on vitamin D and whether you're deficient or not in it, in terms of how you measure it, and you're out in the sun, like, I don't understand why I don't have enough, because I'm in the sun all the time, all summer long, every year after year. When you test my vitamin D, or we have the blood test, we look at it, it seems to be low. I'm out in the sun, I take vitamin C capsules, cod liver oil, all the things that are supposed to enhance
your vitamin C, vitamin D quotient. So why?
You're not exactly in the southern latitudes, so the sun.
Yeah, but I'm out in the sun. There are. Sometimes.
But you're pretty covered up, aren't you?
Well, I have a farmer tan. My arms are exposed, and my face exposed, and my arms are exposed.
You don't have any sun.
No, don't wear any sunblocker.
Okay. You're pretty far north, and that has some effect on how intense it is. But again, it is interesting that he has that much sun that you're not getting enough vitamin D level. And the other thing is absorption of vitamin D from what you may be taking in supplements. You want to take it with food. The vitamin D supplements are much better absorbed by the body if you take them with a meal.
Really? All right, there's some good information. All this is good information, evidence-based. Here's the...
People will debate, how high the level should be. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into that debate, but I think when we talk about these studies low, you're talking about under 20... Probably 30 is a good level for everybody, but I know there are some people doctors who say 50, 60, even higher, but, I think the sweet spot is about 30.
All right. So it's your responsibility to know what's going on in your body. You have to take the initiative, not wait till something is wrong before you find out what's going on in your body. It's your responsibility. It's something I take it very seriously. One of the most important jobs in my life, in order to keep the other jobs going in the way in which I want them to go, I got to have...
Oily,
good health.
Oily fish, excellent source of vitamin D.
Right.
And in the it's a good reason to take a multivitamin. They have them, but get the level checked. Ask your doctor to check it, and then you'll know.
You got to stay away from the synthetic vitamin Ds, though. That was something that Jack Stockwell said. There's so many synthetics, and that's not what you wouldn't recommend a synthetic either. You'd want to have it all natural.
I eat a lot of salmon, and I get about 10 minutes of sunlight. Light unprotected about 3 to 4 times a week.
In other words, you go outside naked?
I wear a bathing suit.
Really? All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service and on your side at 20 minutes past the hour.
In today's automotive news, we know the autonomous car is just around the corner, but automakers are testing smart glasses to be worn while driving these new cars. Aeroglass is working with leading car makers on glasses that were developed for pilots to view turn-by-turn directions, notify them of detours, upcoming traffic avoidances, or other reasons behind any changes in course. These glasses convey current speed limits, as well as braking information of other vehicles. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The new Lucky Charms shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charms cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charms shake now only at Burger King restaurants. Also try the Fruit Loop shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Innovation is a hallmark of American healthcare, particularly where medicines are concerned. The people who benefit most from this innovation are American patients, but increasing restrictions by both public and private payers threaten patients' access to the very breakthrough drugs American industry produces. In a poll we took last year, 87% of respondents said that fostering policies that support medical innovation should be a top priority for members of Congress. But discovery isn't enough. 86% of those polls also said we must assure that Medicare and private health care plans cover new treatments and cures. Innovation is only half the picture. Giving patients access to the cures that innovation produces is what makes a world-class health care system. Policymakers should take note. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Three at the hour now. This is Good Day Health. This hour features the services of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Should you, after having listened to Dr. Ken for a while, think he'd be a good one to get a second opinion on something and you feel like you really need to go to the clinic, pretty easy to do that. It's easy. You go down to Orlando and you drive for a half hour and you're there. The phone number for the office is 352-735-1400. For those of you who are local, those of you who think that all the things that we're presenting here are of real value, then you'll find Ken and a personal visit to his office of real value as well. I see him at least once a year and bring the people that I really care about to him because I trust him. So you can trust his information, trust his instincts, trust his knowledge. Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400 for a visit. We were talking about vitamin D, so I did a little Googling whilst there were a couple of commercials playing, and I came across this, Ken, from the Director of Clinical Research and Dermatology at the Cleveland Clinic. Sun avoidance, this woman says, is not healthy. Human body needs sun exposure to synthesize vitamin D, and nearly 5 to 10 minutes a day is enough. Only a little skin need be exposed. Even a toe is enough.
Even a toe?
That's what she says.
Wow.
So then what the heck's wrong? Why am I, again, coming up short? Is my body processing the vitamin D in a different way? That would be my question after reading that. Yes, no, maybe? Is it possible?
I think you need to spend some time in Florida and do an experiment.
And come to your place. All right. The focus on our health and well-being, Ken was talking about coffee earlier. There's been a lot of talk this week about coffee and it being good for you. And the impact of caffeine is always something that we talk about or think about with both coffee and chocolate. But if you want to get around all of that, you ought to listen to Ken here for a moment or so. The next 60 seconds is devoted to Ken telling you why using Superbeats is so effective, is so safe, and enhances your body so much. Super Beats, natural dietary nitrates. You actually like Neo 40, which is the same amount of Super Beats that you get in a if you take the teaspoon and stick it in, it's smaller. But I noticed that when I put it, and you told me something I didn't know the other day, take it at the beginning of the day. If your level is off, use that little strip and you find you don't have enough nitric oxide in your system, then take the Neo 40, it gets it going right away. Wasn't that your advice?
Exactly.
All right, so what else do we need to know or keep in mind with regard to super beets?
Well, this is based on Nobel Prize winning research, and that we need this third gas in the body, nitric oxide, and it was discovered in 1988, Nobel Prize 1998, and the body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide. We know the red blood cells carry oxygen from head to toe. They need to pass through the 60,000 miles of circulation that we have, but the circulation has to relax and open up to let the red blood cell in and pass through. And the way the red blood cells get the circulation to open up is by first spraying it with nitric oxide. So if there's no nitric oxide, the red blood cell can't pass. And your body continuously remakes nitric oxide. It needs the building blocks, and that's where these two products, Super Beets and Neo 40, come in. They provide the body with the building blocks to continuously remake nitric oxide. The two products, Super Beets, that one gives you a big boost of nitric oxide. It's instead of the high caffeinated beverages, these energy drinks, if you want to work out, if you need a boost of energy midday, Super Beets is excellent. And then your body, it needs a continuous maintenance level of nitric oxide. That's where the Neo 40 comes in.
All right. So, word to the wise, call 800-655-4183. Get this guaranteed product. Take Dr. Ken's advice, 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A one-year money-back guarantee with The Wave. Ask about The Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride the Wave. Wave Home Solutions.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards so that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Independent information about your medical conditions. Dr. Ken's philosophy is very inclusive. Welcome back to another half hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, satisfied with how I bring in my day-to-day opportunities with you the information that will be helpful in an effective and safe way. A program brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Super Beats, which fits into the philosophy of how we do, how we realize what our job is here, to pass along to you information that will help you, and that includes the advertisers. This stuff really works. Professional and college athletes trusting Super Beats to help them be their best. You can too. It really is all about healthy blood flow and how your blood pressure affects your life, is what Ken will tell you. Without good healthy blood pressure, you're going to have cardiovascular problems all your life. So drinking Super Beets is all about it. Super food, all natural, non-GMO beets. So you want to try it, get a 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets. Order them at 800-655-4255. 800-655-4183. It's such a compelling message. It really is. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, a number of things, as usual, going on. The continuing controversy, Ken, about e-cigarettes. The use of them has stalled in our country because Americans now believe they may be more dangerous than conventional cigarettes, and the research kind of supports that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think we were all excited that this might be a helpful way to get people off of traditional tobacco products, but I think as time has gone on, as is so true in medicine, we've learned more and more unexpected adverse effects, and I'm just really negative on e-cigs. I think they're hazardous.
Were you ever positive? You said at the beginning we all sort of thought.
We hoped.
We hoped.
I was hopeful, but I said, wait, be cautious. Let's see what turns out. I was never an advocate of them. Never. I was just a hopeful, optimistic person that they would become what they were initially presented as, but they never did. And they never have, and they never will, and I would stay away from them. I don't recommend them.
No. All right. And how many people do you see in your cardiology office, Lake Cardiology is your clinic, how many people do you see on a daily basis, weekly? I always use this as the arbiter. How many people do you see who have the circulatory problems, who have the heart problems, who have the health problems because they've smoked? What percentage of the people who have a problem, not percentage of people in the population, because it's down to like less than 20%, I think, now smoke. How many people are having the problems they have because of the direct effect of smoking?
So you're saying about what fraction of the population currently smokes?
No. I want to know what fraction of the people you treat in your clinic are there because they smoke or have smoked.
Well, not as many as you think are currently smoking, but probably about a third of the people I see right now have smoked at some point in their life. But we're so, I have evolved into a cardiovascular preventionist, Doug.
Yeah.
And, that's my passion now. And so we work very hard at getting people's risk factors as low as they possibly can for circulatory problems from head to toe. Mm-hmm. And you're never... There's that rare person who smoked their whole life and has beautiful, beautiful coronaries. But that person is extremely rare.
Right.
And most of us, mere mortals, if we're going to smoke aggressively, we're going to have horrible-looking circulation from head to toe. So we're very aggressive at helping people get themselves off of nicotine products. It's a question I ask every single time. If you see me, if you're on them, I will be wondering about what you're doing with them and how I can help you get off them as soon as possible.
Well, picture.
And there are some people, we call them refractory, who just won't get off. And, it's not my way or the highway, but you just hope in the future that they'll see it a little differently.
That's an interesting thing. Have you ever told somebody who was a patient of yours that didn't do what you told them to do, look, either do what I'm telling you to do, or don't come to see me anymore?
That absolutely happens in medicine, but I have chosen, and that's a choice that each doctor makes for themselves. I have chosen not to take that approach with my patients. But as long as the patient will hear me out, allow me to talk, and understand what I'm saying, and if we can agree to disagree, and I will tell the patient, you'll get two votes, I'll get one on this, but you have to hear me out. And I don't say it's my way or the highway. And I just think that's part of the art of medicine that I've evolved. I'm starting 30 years in the same practice.
So I'm going to bring you again for the. I got a question here from somebody that just sent me something. We've been talking about vitamin D, and I'm going to get to the question, Jack, in just a second. But I want to go down the street a little bit further to help people understand what it is that's important when you're considering what to do and how to take care of yourself. The business about listening to yourself and seeing the right doctor and having the right consultation. I use Ken. I don't use that word in the negative sense, but Ken is a cardiologist that because he's on this program, I trust him to give me the overall condition of my body. When I see him every December and I bring people that I love to him because I trust him, he goes through my body from stem to stern. And we look at blood, we look at the ultrasound, we look at all of the things that will affect us. I have another doctor. I've had two or three doctors. Another doctor that's up north here where I am that I've been using as a sort of GP when I need to go see somebody if I have an allergy or whatever it is.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah. And he's sort of a homeopathic sort. If I were closer to you, I would see you more. If I were closer to Jack, I'd see you. But I have to deal on the practical side of where I am. So this fellow started his own concierge practice. He was fed up with working in a company where he didn't get paid well. And he had, you know, it was like everything else in medicine. He's getting pushed and pushed. And so he started his own office. And I think he's having a tough time because it appears to me and some of the other folks that go to see him that it's more becoming about the money to keep the practice going. So a friend of mine went in to see him, and she had a particular, it's not the friend you're thinking about, well, although she does see him as well. But this is another lady who happens to be an acupuncturist. And so she went to see, she had a particular problem, and she explained it to him, and he looked at her and said, I don't have the expertise, I don't have the interest, and I'm not going to be able to help you. So please, don't come here anymore and ask me those kind of questions. When she explained it to me, it sort of took me back because, you know, I've trusted this guy a lot, but I see what she's saying. I wonder how often people run into this. The changing face of medicine is changing the way doctors run their offices to the point where they look at their watch, 20 minutes is up, you're out of here, next person in.
That is definitely a factor. And also, you know, the Mayo Clinic tells us that over half the doctors show at least one sign of burnout. And, you know, what you're describing may be some of that also.
Yeah, it could be. All right, word to the wise. 43 minutes past the hour. Next up, a question on laser dermatology from a listener named Jack around the corner.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. This year's flu season was an especially tough one for middle-aged people. Unfortunately, the main reason for that is this year's flu vaccine wasn't as effective as hoped.
We're actually really good at predicting what's going to be going around and to find the right strain to put in the vaccine. The issue is that the vaccine, with using the current technologies, is not as effective as we'd like. Now, 60 to 70% effective is much better than not getting it all.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Patish Tosh says research is aimed at developing a more effective vaccine.
There's a few different areas within influenza that our body, our antibodies are able to see that is really well conserved, and trying to target those for our new vaccines. And, you know, maybe we can have sort of broader protection and then working on new ways to sort of make that long-lasting and effective.
For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Vivian Williams.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
45 after the hour now. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So, this fellow Jack has sent along a question. You can send it to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Twitter at Doug Steffen if you want. What are the options for tattoo removal? This person says he's read about laser therapy. Does it work? What's involved? What are the limitations, side effects, et cetera, et cetera? And is there another way you can go to a dermatologist to use, whether I mean, he's obviously done some research, laser technology. So basically, can you get a tattoo off once you get? You see these, there's a place in Framingham called Off Inc., O-F-F-I-N-C, which is a play, it's a company that takes ink, I-N-K, off. So it's got to be painful, though, Ken. My God.
Oof. Correct.
Yeah?
I mean, there are a number of ways. Before the laser, there were some chemical cryosurgery. Right now, the laser seems to be the most common removal. But key here is getting, I would recommend a plastic surgeon who has experience doing this. And some of them do have a specialty in trying to do this. And just find somebody who does this more than just occasionally.
All right, Kara Sherlin is at the controls in our studio in Washington. She loves to Google things, and she's actually become an inspiration for me because I find myself, when we're having conversations, just Googling. So I just did this while you were having that conversation, and I found a new type of tattoo ink that was developed by a biochemist got tattoos that his parents disapproved of, and he tried to have it removed but wasn't happy with the results because there was scarring left. This fellow the ink is said to wear off after you have it on your body for a year or so.
Oh, wow.
So you don't have any permanent regrets.
Wow.
I wonder how. 1 in 3 Americans, Ken, have at least one tattoo. Do you have a tattoo anywhere?
I do not.
I don't have one. Carrie, you got a tattoo anywhere?
Yeah, I have a small one.
Yeah.
right behind my ear.
Oh. Oh, I think I did see it. Yeah, when I saw you. But this is a huge, as you've suggested, Ken, a huge cosmetic business. People are anxious to remove their, the old boyfriend or girlfriend, that kind of stuff.
I have a plastic surgeon friend who tells me that he's done a survey and most tattoos come on when people are inebriated.
Really?
That's his theory.
They get drunk and they, and what are the, what's the, when he looks at it, what kind of... Could probably write a book about some of the messages.
More commonly, you see at the gym these days, just my own personal observation, think tattooing is becoming more frequent. So there may be a lot of sober people more recently getting
it. I think there are. I think you're right. I think, yes, there are. As I said to you, we're talking off the air, my son has a lot of tattoos.
But it's just something that doesn't, I think it's in the eye of the beholder. It never was really appealing to me, and I never did it.
I came across something this week that I wanted you to comment on. The question was presented in an article about terminally ill patients and how they ought to be treated. I told you what happened to my former wife, how she, at the end, decided just to stop eating and drinking, and that was it. But there are a lot of doctors who are concerned about overprescribing narcotics because they say it would hasten death. But it gets, the suffering, needless suffering goes away that way. I guess we all think of the doses of morphine that are given to people, especially if you're on hospice. So what do you think about this concern?
Doug, the big buzzword these days is personalized medicine, and if there isn't a part of medicine that needs to be more personalized than end of life, I don't know what it is. This is an area that I work in a lot and help people in the last few weeks of life, and it's unbelievable how different people approach this, and you have to really zone in on your patient and know what they want. Most have their own ideas. Sometimes they want your opinion, but first you have to really get a good sense of how the patient wants to spend this time and then do your best to help them through.
You have a patient a day that dies, would you say?
Maybe not that much, but at least a week one or two we're dealing with this problem.
Pretty revealing. 10 before the hour. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Your motor is running. Pull off to the side of the road for a few moments because it's time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the medical experts with the DJV gang, to focus on some of the important medicine and news from the world of medicine. This week, I find this story to be, I think we've been up and down this hill and this road so many times, Ken, about whether coffee's good for you or it's not. The jolt of Java is good for you. One more time to say, okay, yeah, we've heard this one before. But what's new about this study?
I think this may be an important breakthrough. This is two studies in the Annals of Internal Medicine, which these are pretty important medical journals, that have linked moderate coffee consumption, that's about 1 to 3 cups a day, to lower risks of various diseases, from heart disease and type 2 diabetes to liver cancer and to neurologic diseases like Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis. That's what we've known in the past. But the new studies published this week show that coffee may actually help you live a little longer. Daily coffee drinkers were up to 18% less likely to die over the next 10 to 16 years versus non-drinkers. But there is a downside. You know, you drink more than 400 milligrams of caffeine a day. That's about 4 to 5 cups of coffee. These can cause symptoms of dizziness, spikes in heart rates. And some people, such as pregnant women and teenagers, Doug, they need to have stricter caffeine limits. And you also want to avoid that cream and sugar that some load into the coffee.
All right. So there it is. Drink it black, apparently. That's
1 to 3 cups a day, and you're going to live longer.
Yeah. I want to do some super beats.
We'll get to that in a moment. First, though, some other good news, good medical news. Those women who are breastfeeding are being recognized in a very important study this weekend.
Medical Journal Neurology this week, breastfeeding rates in the United States, they're on the rise, Doug. But the news is that breastfeeding for 15 months or longer may prevent mothers from developing multiple sclerosis at a later point. This is so important because it's so much more common in women.
Why would that be? What would happen during breastfeeding that would affect MS, do you think?
You can only speculate, but there are changes in hormones that occur throughout the body.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. All right, here's another bit of good news about... It's another reason to have a blood test every single year at least once, yes?
This is very exciting. This comes out of my old alma mater, the University of Pennsylvania. And this is published this week in Science Transitional Medicine. It's the nation's number four cancer killer, pancreatic cancer. It often goes undiagnosed until it's too far along to remove. Those at higher risk for pancreatic cancer, those who need to be screened, listen to this list. It's parents, siblings, or children of people who have had pancreatic cancer, those with some gene mutations, and people over age 50, Doug, who suddenly develop diabetes. The news this week is that there's this new low-cost blood test that may be an effective way to detect pancreatic cancer early.
Well,
very exciting news.
Yeah.
It's called THBS2 and CA19-9. Not to get into the weeds too much, but those are the markers. It's 98% accurate.
So, are men more likely to get pancreatic cancer than women, or is it an equal opportunity offender?
It's an equal opportunity employer.
Mm. And what causes pancreatic cancer?
Oh, boy. We'd get the Nobel Prize if we knew that. You know, it's this combination of genes and environmental exposures, and that's an area of active research.
All right. The research has been done. The results are in. When it comes to getting a healthy blood flow, there's nothing better than the all-natural way through Superbeets. Ken always likes to explain a little bit, so I'm going to give him a little time here to tell you why this makes nothing but sense for you.
Based on Nobel Prize-winning research in 1988, nitric oxide, it's the third important gas of the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells, you know, from high school biology, carry that oxygen from head to toe to give you the energy you need, let the body work properly. And what we know is this third gas, nitric oxide, it needs to be released first by the red blood cells, like a garage door opener, to get into the circulation. And if there's not enough nitric oxide, the red blood cells can't pass throughout the 60,000 miles of circulation throughout your body. And you have to continuously remake nitric oxide. You need the building blocks. And the two products, Superbeets, gives you a jolt of the building blocks to make nitric oxide. And Neo 40 keeps up the body level.
Better for you than coffee, that's for sure. Here's the deal. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. If you've never used it, go to 800-655-4183 to use Superbeets to get them. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Free shipping, 800-655.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.